Hey everyone, this is Sadiq. Thank you for joining us on Panelists. We haven't been around for a while because of the protests and coronavirus issues. And one of our hosts actually broke his knee, something with cleavage. What is it, Moji? What did you break?
Oh, no comment.
No comment, okay. So we've been out there.
One of our panelists is not joining us because he broke something else.
Yeah,
as you can see, it's just the three of us today.
He broke his head.
He broke what?
He broke his head, man. Oh, he broke his heart. Sorry. The medical student went away, right? So anyway, thank you for joining. Thank you for all the likes, all the comments, all the love that you guys are giving us online. I'll pass it on to Moji.
Welcome, fellows. Thank you again for joining us. Love you all. Thank you for all the likes, the subscription to our channel. And, of course, this is your favorite panelist, Moji, joining you guys today or on the other side of news.
Sharam kar. Favorite panelist. Abhi isko mute kar.
Who's the favorite panelist, man?
Okay, Samir, what's up, man?
Jealous. People, don't worry about it. He's just jealous. It's okay. I'll pass it on to the next panelist. Samir bhai. Ye to dadon ka dada hai. Baapo ka baap hai.
Abhe chacha hai chacha. Dada nahi hai.
Chacha, ye wohi wala chacha hai na jo ek mahine baad aaya tha.
Yeah, that's the guy, man. This is him.
All right, let's start the show.
Oh, man. Are you serious today, huh? Samir, what's up, man?
It's silly. Let's go. Let's do it. It's been so long.
It's been so long, man. Yeah. All right. So the first story is coming from CNN. This is a story in up in Ohio. Few hundred miles from here. Not a good town or state to be in. So public health officials in Ohio apologize for asking minorities to avoid gang symbols on their masks. So they had a letter sent out. For all the minorities, especially the minorities and African American people. So instead of them telling them to just use a mask, they're telling them not to use a mask that is blue or red color or something that is, you know, akin to gang symbols. So what do you guys think of this?
I mean, yeah, like, don't be opinionated. If you want to do any, like, if you want to wear a mask to protect yourself, that's fine. Just, they're saying.
Yeah, but then I have to go find them. So suppose I don't have anything in my house, right? The only thing I found is red and white or red and blue, whatever. Then you don't want me to cover up my face?
Of course, cover up your face.
So then I don't have an option, right?
I think they're, I don't know if they said anything about color, but I know they said, something about, like, don't have any skulls on or any type of symbols or,
then you have to go and buy a mask, right? Otherwise, you can just shoot a bandana or something.
That's fine. You can have a bandana. Just wear a clean, like, white
It's about colors, right? They don't want, like, red and blue colors. They don't want skulls. They don't want anything basically printed on them that make them look like gang leaders or gang members. So then, like a normal guy like me who has like 2-3 bandanas in the house, I can't wear them.
Why do you have 2-3 bandanas at Charles?
Because I go cut my lawn, right? Need to cover up my face.
You wear bandanas?
Yeah, I have bandanas. I have tattoos too.
Are they gang related?
No, not yet. I'll let you know in 2-3 years.
Man, I don't know. This is a weird subject, right?
Why? Why is it a weird subject?
Because I see a lot of guys wearing masks of the Bulls, Patriots,
yeah,
whatever they like. But now they cannot see. Now you're saying colors. He's saying skulls and whatever.
It's both.
So if it's both, I don't know. Let them wear whatever they want to wear.
Right. They're trying to be, you know, safety conscious, right?
Yeah, number one is safety.
Right? Right. Who cares what the mask color of the mask is, man? Just wear a goddamn mask.
They're just saying don't wear the mask and don't end up in the wrong hood with the wrong color so you won't get shot. That's it.
Man, is Ohio. How mean are the streets in Ohio, man? When was the last time you heard a song about Ohio? You only hear about New York, Compton, East LA.
You hear a lot of news about Ohio. What? Dude, you forgot about like the whole Cleveland, like they tore the whole city up.
Both in harmony? Come on.
But man, it's Cleveland, right? It's like 1/8 of the size of Chicago. How bad can the streets be?
Pretty damn bad.
No.
You're bad, bro. I'm with Moji on this.
You think so? You think Cleveland is as bad as Chicago?
They got a lot of bloods over there. Peru bloods. That's, yeah.
All right. Buy it, marry it, kill it, fuck it.
Fuck it.
Fuck it. Moji, you?
Next story. Fuck it.
Fuck it. All right. So the next story is coming from Singapore, from Reuters. Man sentenced to death in Singapore on a Zoom video call.
Why?
Forget about the why, man. Basically, like just like me and you are talking right now, right, over Zoom, some judge can come in and say you are dead or you will be killed.
Why?
How would you feel, man?
Because he masterminded the 2011 heroin transaction. And the penalty in Singapore or in Malaysia is death for any type of drug related crimes.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yes, even that.
It's a capital punishment over there.
No. Capital punishment is fine, right? But at least give a guy, so as a judge, right? At least look the guy in the eye and give him the death sentence, right? You're doing it over a Zoom call, man.
Yeah, but it's coronavirus.
But you can delay it for 3 months, right? He's going to die anyway. Wait 2 more months.
Did he have a trial?
Yeah, he had a proper trial. But even then, right, you can sentence somebody to death just like that, man, over Zoom. Let's say you got a Facebook call or you got a WhatsApp Messenger call and, you know, your husband or your wife, they straight up tell you, you know what, I'm going to divorce you. What the fuck, man? At least look me in the eye, face to face.
They are looking you in the eye. Correction, they're looking in the camera lens, but just looking into your eyes.
Oh, man, that doesn't count. Come on, man. This is his life, man. You're just gonna let it go. Like, you know what? You're dead. Fuck it. You're done. Just like that. I mean, this whole, I know he committed a crime. I'm not denying that.
Big crime, not just any crime. That's pretty damn big.
I got it. That's fine, right? But you can delay it because of coronavirus, right? You can delay it for a month. 2 months, 3 months.
Then
you can just do like a normal jail thing, right? Where you look a person in the eye and tell them, look, this is your crime and you are being charged. But man, over Zoom, man. Come on. So, you know, next thing is going to happen is going to be over text messages. You're cool with that?
Wasn't there like a story out in South Asia where some guy divorced his wife over text messages?
Man, I know at least 10 guys that wish they can do that tonight over text message. The problem is not that. See, that's what I'm saying, right? It's easy to do it on a phone, right? When you go see the girl face to face, you're gonna be like, no, you know what? She looks pretty today.
No comment.
What do you mean no comment, man? Come on, man.
Hey, fuck this story. Next.
Next. Okay. All right. Next one is coming from, I can't even pronounce this story, man. This is a story in Cameroon. Give me a second. It's loading. Cameroon pastor who claimed he could heal coronavirus dies less than a week after contracting the disease. And I can only laugh at him, man. Who in the right mind claims that they can cure something and dies, man? I mean, this is like all the pastors on TV, right? Like, you know, you see, Yeah, almost like that, right? Like, but even in, on American TV, right, there are those channels where they claim to heal you and they, like, put your hand on their hand and, like, something happens. And then, so it's kind of the same scenario, man. Where are all these pastors now?
I'm going to stay away from this story. Because people got beliefs.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to mess with this one.
No. So that's okay, right? Even if you have a belief, you believed in this guy as a pastor, right? Now, he can't even heal himself. What's the point of that belief?
Baba Charsita. Baba Charsita.
Oh, man. All right, buy it, kill it, marry it, fuck it.
Okay, next story.
All right, next story.
Sorry on that.
Man, we are going through these very fast today, man. What's up?
You know what? We're missing Musa.
That's why. You think he will add some color commentary with me?
Oh, of course.
All right, this one is coming from BBC out in UK. School sorry for pupils researched porn homework on web. So this one, I think I need to share the screen with you guys so you can see what kind of homework this is. I want to see reaction from Samir actually on this one. How do I share this? Wait, there you go. So Samir, this is a homework that was assigned to, suppose this is assigned to your kids, right, at normal school. For sexuality training or sexuality education, right? Yeah. So basically, the kids have to define every single one of these items on this list.
And how old are they?
They are anywhere from, they are kids.
11 to 14.
Yeah.
But look at some of the words, man. I don't even know half these things here.
Soft porn, hardcore porn. Sexting.
You know that one.
What's wrong with this teacher?
I don't know what's wrong with the teacher, but I'm sorry.
All right, somebody don't lie. At age 13, you are looking up half this shit.
Yeah, but no teacher have ever gave you a homework. Please define this, man. Which school did you go to?
Look at the perfect excuse they can give to their parents. Hey, I'm just doing my homework.
Abhe Pathanbom shoot kar bhen chokko. Yeah, but seriously, what the fuck was this teacher thinking?
I don't know, man. Something was off, man.
Something?
Everything was off, I think.
I don't think that's wrong.
See, I think number 9 is okay, man. Number 10 is okay. Number 12. But man, what about like number 3, 4?
5.
Like, why would you say that, man?
Number 3,
that's
number
4. Yeah.
5.
What? Number 5, you know that one.
Number 8.
Number 8 is what? But that's okay. You've seen those.
Ah, but...
Oh, man.
Where was this? What country?
This is UK, man.
UK?
I don't know, man. But something is up, man. See, this story... Musa would be great at. He will give you the definition of each of those words and say the time when he did it.
These kids are 11 years old.
Yeah. The teacher was apologetic that he sent that out. But it was for sexual education class and stuff like that, right? But still, man, like I would like, you know, feel a little weirded out if my kid brought
them. Here's the thing. Some of them you kind of understand because we also get sex ed, right?
In
high school. They do that in what? Freshman year? Sophomore year?
Sixth grade.
No, sixth grade.
Yeah.
That's like
right. So you're
10, 11 years old. So that's almost the same one.
Yeah. No, it's just that nobody have mentioned, like none of my teachers ever mentioned, go and define hardcore porn.
Yeah, that's the
issue. Maybe your teacher did. What school are you from? Karachi Grammar?
Pathan. Pathans are us.
Pathan High School?
Pathan Junior.
Pathan High School.
Pathan Elementary.
They teach you elementary of being a Pathan.
How to be a Pathan 101.
Yeah. Maybe Moji, you started early, man. You don't have a comment for this one either?
I'm going to wait for Musa to hop into this story. I'm going to come back to this story. Just wait.
You will come back to this story? Why?
No, I need Musa for this one.
Oh, you want to? Okay, you want to go to Musa? Okay, we'll talk to him.
Okay.
Talk to him. All right. So buy it, bury it, kill it, fuck it.
We're going to buy it. We're going to keep this one going.
Okay, fine. We'll keep it going because this looks like your relative. All right, next story. Next story is coming from New York Post. Hot nurse disciplined for wearing a bra and panties under a see-through PPE gown. So, man, Moji, since you're in the medical field, right, what is a PPE gown?
Personal protective equipment.
So can you go without anything inside and just go in? Have you tried?
There's no way in hell that I'm putting, just walking around in my undies in a transparent gown.
Hey, she's a hot mess, man. She can pull it off. Maybe you can.
Funny thing is, all right, she was in like the all male department, elderly, yeah. And none of the patients complained.
Of course not, man. None. Why would you complain? That's like a blessing in disguise in coronavirus. You take what you can.
Beggars can't be choosers.
No.
They were getting the proper care that they needed in hospital.
Yeah, emotional care, right? You need emotional and mental health.
Oh, they were getting a lot more than that care. There was a lot more than emotional.
But you know, in a hospital setting, right? I don't know.
It's overdue. It's, I mean,
I can't make up my mind. I can't make up my mind if I'm offended by this story or if I like this story, to be honest.
You cannot make up your mind if you're aroused by this story or you don't want to go on that subject.
Man, I think your taste in arousal have gone to Musa, right, Moji?
No, man. Musa got a whole different set of arousal. He shared it last time on the screen, so I'm not going to even go there.
All right, buy it, marry it, kill it, fuck it.
I don't know. I have a weird, I don't know, it's mixed feelings.
I don't know, how would you perceive this story? Like, you were sitting at a bar, you're like, so, have you heard about the nurse that was almost naked inside a transparent gown? Nah, man, it's just, kill the story.
I don't know, yeah. Kill it, yeah.
Kill it? All right, we'll go to the next one. Cool. All right, so this is coming from primetime.com. This is an India-based story. Man accuses Google Maps of creating problems in their marital life and files a complaint to Google Maps. So, basically...
So, Samir would like to touch up on this subject.
Okay,
that
Samir.
He wants to go up against because his Google Maps was shown that he was at a strip club, which he kindly wasn't. Right, Samir?
It happens. It happens, right?
Yeah.
Right.
All locations show up.
Yeah. So Samir, what happened, right? So this guy, he's a very upstanding guy, no issues, no, nothing like that, right? So
sure.
Apparently whenever he was passing by something weird, right? Google Maps would tag him to be there. Like, you know, sometimes you open up Google Maps and it says you were here.
Okay.
So for him, it was showing up at weird, weird places. And his wife looked at his phone.
Sahi hai. Neighbors ke house mein baar baar show up ho raha tha Google Maps. Sahi hai na? He got busted and he's like, oh, it's Google's fault. It's not my fault that I wasn't.
But that's a good excuse, right? Hey, it's not my fault, it's Google Maps' fault.
Man, that like dude really stepped up his game, tried to protect himself.
Yeah, hey, I bet you he works in IT to have that kind of.
That's the real Shaggy right there. It wasn't me.
It wasn't me. It was Google Maps. My fault. I mean, their fault.
Blame it on the Google, huh?
Yeah. But Ben, he has to be like a IT guy, right? To be able to, you know, figure this out and blame it on a system rather than himself.
Dude, she must be really smart to pick up on all that.
Well, she's online all day. He's at work.
He stops trying to clear his name.
Yeah, so one of the taglines in the story is, right, in the complaint, it says that for the last few months, my wife has been constantly scanning your timeline feature on Google Maps and refuses to let me sleep. As she questions where I was, she constantly thinking about this and is getting affected with my married life. So there is a feature in Google Timeline. Make sure you guys disable it today. That's a public service announcement. What will you use, man? You're the first one who uses Google.
No, there's other maps.
They all have this timeline, man. Bing has it, Yahoo has it, whatever. DuckDuckGo has it. They all have.
Unable it.
Simple. Don't log in. Just use edited. Do not log in. Simple.
If it's Android, you have to, man. Come on.
No, you don't.
Okay.
All right. No comment. How I know this one, but no, you don't.
Okay. All right. So with that, guys, I'll cut the show. We'll call it a night. We'll see you guys next week. Thank you for all the love, all the likes. See you guys soon. Peace.
All right. See you.